Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us as we roll through this Thursday together. Our high school football previews today, Bob Flounders today. Tomorrow, Brian Barnhart, the play-by-play voice of Illinois football basketball. I'm the Kevin Herklambink.
Now blimp free.
I would hope so. Yesterday was exciting enough. I assume everyone has their power back.
Yes. Although there is approximately $1.4 billion sitting outside of Turbotville and Muncie today.
They haven't taken it out yet.
No, it's going to be a long, drawn-out affair. Actually, it was first reported that the state police did it. Now we're hearing that it was the National Guard that actually used shotguns to deflate the rest of it.
Tremendous.
$1.4 billion, and we're firing shotguns at it. As I said yesterday, Steve, you can't make this stuff up. It's too good.
No, you can't make it up. You can't make it up. Did I sleep easier last night knowing that the Pentagon and the Army and NORAD weren't quite sure of anything? Well, actually, I sleep easy all the time, so I guess I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, man, I think how lucky we are that that thing didn't do more damage than it already did.
It could have.
Yeah, and they are. And think about the highways that it crossed. I mean, 95, the Turnpike, 81, 80, Route 11. I mean, those are some major thoroughfares, and fortunately, other than the power outages and some damage, no life was lost.
Well, did that tether actually physically go across the road on 80? It had to have.
Actually, there are some pictures in Bloomsburg of land where you could see a streak of dirt where the tether across.
Well, that's my point. Wouldn't it have happened on 82? I mean, it was coming down.
You would think, but I don't know, exactly where that tether dragged. I did talk to some folks and see some photos from Columbia Montorvo Tech in Central Columbia, which is right in the area where all the power outages started. And it literally flew right over those schools. And it didn't appear like the tether was low enough to hit anything, although I hadn't heard of anything being damaged by it. But, boy, I'll tell you what, it looked really close in some of those photos.
Well, amazing. The Mets lost again last night. The Royals beat them 7-1. Johnny Cueto, complete game, two-hitter last night. He has been so up and down, although I guess at Kauffman Stadium he's been really good since they acquired him. And his next start again, if need be, would be at Kauffman Stadium in Game 6. The Mets now are in a spot where they'll send their hardest thrower to the mound. Noah Syndergaard will get the ball against Ventura. You're going to have some heavy big-time gas on the mound on both sides tomorrow night. Two guys that are between 95 and 100 on a consistent basis pitching tomorrow night.
Steve, has the Mets pitching faltered today, this week or in the series, or have the Royals just hit good pitches?
No, this is just Kansas City. This is what they do, Kevin. Kansas City is an outstanding contact team. They put more balls in play than anybody else in the majors the last 2 years. Notice last night, DeGrom could not get strike three. He only had two strikeouts in the game. He had two. I believe they were both called. The ability of the Royals to get a bat on the baseball, even if it means spoiling it and fouling it off, is really impressive. They drive up pitch counts. They're not a great home run hitting team, but they are an outstanding contact team. That's what they do. And DeGrom could not throw the ball by them. Just like Matt Harvey couldn't throw the ball by them. Hardly anybody's thrown the ball by them. Their ability to get contact and put the ball in play the last 2 years, higher than any other team in baseball. By a wide margin. That's what they do. This goes back to the formula back in the early 2000s when the Red Sox and Yankees were the two dominant teams. What allowed them to be dominant was because they had the ability to get the bat on the ball, take pitches, understand the strike zone, drive up pitch counts dramatically. And guess what? In the middle of the fifth inning, the starter's out because they're over 100 pitches, and now you're feasting on the bullpen.
What does this do for the Kansas City bullpen, though? Now you have a starter that went the distance. You have a day off. Yeah. You talk about a rested bullpen for the middle three games of the series. That's got to be invaluable to a manager.
Because you had to use your relievers in game one to win 14 innings. So now they get 2 days off. He didn't have to use Herrera. He didn't have to use Wade Davis. Couldn't be any better for him. It's a great situation for Ned Yost to be in. Meanwhile, the Mets have had to use their bullpen the last couple of nights. But the ability of the Royals to put the bat on the ball and put the ball in play, that doesn't mean the ball's always going to be in play the right way for you, but that is the difference between the Royals and a lot of teams. They have the ability to keep at-bats alive. Oh, good. Here we go. Here's your rundown today. Bob Flounders, high school football preview. Marlins hired Don Mattingly. Predicted, by the way, on this show last week.
Yes, you did.
Is he a better fit in Miami, and if so, why? Jeez, I don't know. I would assume it's a better fit because they really wanted to be there.
Well, here's why I thought it was a better fit, and tell me why this might be wrong. The expectations are not what they were in Los Angeles.
Not at the moment. And I agree with that. I think you're right.
In Los Angeles, the expectations were World Series or nothing.
Right. So, I mean, I agree with you. I think the expectations at the moment are different. I think when the team gets a little bit older, 1-2 years later,
that's a different animal.
Then the expectations start to change. But as a manager, you want them to change. I mean, you want the expectations to change. It means you get something cooking here. You get some guys that could be pretty good for you.
By the way,
not an issue.
Sorry, the Phillies actually kept Larry Boa and Sam Well, too. I actually was kind of surprised about that.
Well, I mean, you know, Pete's worked with them all year. So he probably found a comfort level with them. I mean, that's kind of felt that they were supporting him and getting the job done and what he was looking for. I mean, it wasn't as if he sat there and it was a blind hire from the outside. He managed the team the last, half to two-thirds of the year. So he's got a pretty good feel for those guys. I don't blame him. Unless you think Juan Samuel and Larry Boa were the problem, Kevin.
I don't know. Larry Boa is awfully emotional for his position.
Yes, he is very emotional.
I mean, if you're a manager, I guess I could live with that kind of an emotion, but you're not a manager in this case. I'd downshift a little bit.
You think too much.
Again, something that has never been an issue in my career.
In fact, the number of times that I say during the course of the week that you think too much, We're getting a sponsor for that. We'll come back with more in a moment. On News Radio 1070 WKOK.
If you're like me, you're tired of all the Halloween spooktacular deals and sick of the ghostly low prices. Since when did Halloween become a car buying holiday anyway? Well, Sunbury Motors Hyundai isn't about silly hype. They offer good old-fashioned feel-good deals all the time. Sunbury Motors Hyundai is the official sponsor of great cars at great prices. And they want you in an Elantra. To prove it, there's 0% financing for 72 months on all in-stock 2016 Elantras. Check out the completely redesigned 2016 Hyundai Tucson. In stock now. Or at SunburyHyundai.com. These impressive SUVs are priced at invoice minus rebates till October 31st. Prices start at just $25,411. At Sunbury Motors Hyundai, veterans and all active military receive an additional $500 off your new Hyundai in honor of your service. Forget about scary offers. Ditch the Halloween tricks and leave your costume at home. At Sunbury Motors Hyundai, it's simply good old-fashioned, feel-good deals year-round. Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at SunburyHyundai.com.
When you see a blimp on the loose, know that WKOK is the first and only station to give you live blimp reports every hour. You never know when a blimp could interrupt your commute. Stay right here for live blimp updates around the clock. Because when it comes to blimps...
Oh, hang on a second.
Yes? They found the blimp. It just fell or something.
Oh. Well?
When another blimp gets loose, make sure you listen right here.
That's good. That was really good. Tonight, James Franklin on the Penn State Coaches Show, featuring James Franklin tonight, 6:05 to 7:00. High school football previews next half hour. Bob Flounders, Patriot News, PennLive.com at 4:06. Tomorrow, Brian Barnhart, the play-by-play voice of Illinois football men's basketball, is going to join us on the show to preview the game. Be nice to be back in studio on a Friday. There we go. So that's all coming up here in the broadcast facility of Champions. Are we done with all your questions here? You didn't have a lot. There's plenty of college football tonight. Pitt's playing North Carolina tonight, 7 o'clock on ESPN. Late game on ESPN tonight includes Oregon at Arizona State. On Fox Sports 1 tonight, West Virginia's at TCU. Also, three other games coming up tonight. I think Western Michigan, Eastern Michigan, Buffalo, Miami of Ohio, and Texas State, Georgia Southern, I want to say, will be the other three games tonight. But the three biggies, Fox Sports 1, TCU hosting West Virginia, ESPN doubleheader, it'll be North Carolina at Pitt at Heinz Field, and that's at 7. The nightcap is Oregon playing at Sun Devil Stadium in Tempe against Arizona State. The Patriots and Dolphins play tonight as well. It is a travel day for the World Series. So that gets you up to date on everything.
That Patriots-Dolphins game actually might be more interesting now than it was 2 weeks ago even. I mean, the Dolphins are actually playing some decent football. I'm not saying the Dolphins will win the game. I'm just saying at least it's might be more watchable than it would have been 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Well, we'll find out. Find out if Jim and Phil have a lot of exciting things to talk about tonight.
They have not had that many great Thursday night games this year, have they? I mean, as far as the matchup's concerned?
No, they've kept them all. They've all been division, though. Have you noticed that? All
that's
the Thursday
true.
Night games are division games. So that's what they've done. They've made all the Thursday nights division games. That's why you've had the Giants and the Redskins. You've had the Patriots and the Dolphins coming up tonight. You have the Steelers and the Ravens. They're all division games, every one of them.
I was kind of surprised.
They're all going to be good.
I was kind of surprised NBC didn't flex out the Steelers and Bengals this week.
I don't think you can flex it this early.
Well,
I don't think you can.
I was going to ask you that, too.
You can't flex games for the last 4 weeks.
Okay, so it's too early to flex it, then. That makes sense. I wondered, because I thought, boy, that would be a matchup to have on Sunday Night Football, but I didn't realize you couldn't flex it out that early.
Yeah, but they've got Green Bay and Green Bay's playing who?
Denver.
Green Bay's on the road.
Denver.
Oh, you're telling me you want the Bengals and the Steelers? No, I don't think so.
I'm not saying it's a bad matchup. I'm not. No, I don't mean that. I'm just saying a division game might be better.
Kevin, no. 2-6-0 football teams on Sunday Night Football as opposed to a 4-3 team. Or whatever you're. What are you? 4-2, 4-3, 4-3.
4-3, yeah.
No. It's 6-0 Denver with Peyton Manning, 6-0 Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers. And guess what? The ratings on that are going to be really, really good. And the Steelers have tremendous national cachet, among the best, if not the best. The Bengals don't.
Well, and Green Bay does. You know, Green Bay has a lot of national interest.
Yeah, but, okay, did you hear what I said?
No, I'm just saying Green Bay does have national interest, so I could I'm defending why they didn't.
Right. So does Denver. It's
true. This is yes.
They sit down in a room. This is like no. I mean, they've been giddy for 2 weeks about
probably
this.
Right.
They both have bye weeks. They're sitting there going, I mean, this is only the fourth time ever this late in the season two undefeated teams have played each other. Fourth time ever.
And if I read, I keep forgetting they're undefeated too. That's a different animal there. But
they're both 6-0. Your team has more losses than both teams combined.
Not disagreeing with you. I
want to see my team.
Oh no. No. I would much rather leave it a day game. Then I don't have to stay up late. I'm fine with this. And I just looked up at the NFL for the flexible scheduling 101. It begins the Sunday of week 5. And it's in effect during weeks 5 through 17. Up to 2 games may be flexed into Sunday night between weeks 5 and 10. Only Sunday afternoon games are subject to being moved to the Sunday night window.
Okay.
The game that's tentatively scheduled for Sunday night during flex weeks will be listed at 8:15. The majority of the games on Sunday will be listed at 1 p.m. during flex weeks, except for the games played in the Pacific Mountain time zones. No impact on Thursday, Saturday, or Monday night games.
Yeah, but you're not going to use it now.
No, you're right.
No, that's why you wait later in the year when games have more meaning. Bengals and the Steelers, as much as you're frothing at the mouth, America is not.
Again, not wanting it to go to Sunday night. I'm very happy with the afternoon time.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to take the 2-6-0 teams that are facing each other. We're going to flex it out to have the Bengals play the Steelers.
I forgot they were 6-0. Okay, the Broncos are 6-0, but it's not a pretty 6-0.
You know what? I've heard that about Penn State's record this year, about 6-2. You know what? There's an old saying in sports. You are what your record says you are. Are you telling me the Steelers 4-3 is more awesome than the Broncos 6-0?
No, I'm not saying any. I'm just saying that the wins the Broncos have are not necessarily 6-0 wins. But hey, you're 6-0. Who cares? I get it.
What are you talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, they haven't been a dominating 6-0 win.
It doesn't matter. It does not matter. This is the part that has really baffled me about sports. Guess what? There's a bottom line. Did you win the game? Okay. Do you go to 8.5-0 because your style points gave you 2.5 wins? We've become a little too. That's one of the areas of sports I'm starting to really dislike. The area of sports I'm starting to dislike is, well, they won, but they didn't look that good. What? You won. Okay? It beats looking awesome and losing.
That it does.
I mean, all seriousness, this part about sports is really starting to bug me a lot. It's really starting to bug me of, Well, it's 6-0, but what? They haven't lost. Now, do I think that one 6-0 team may look more impressive than another? Maybe, but it doesn't matter.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Kevin driving another great Sunbury Motors vehicle this week.
Yeah, this week we've been driving and enjoying the 2014 Kia Sedona EX, and this thing is loaded with everything you could possibly want. Remote lift gate, and actually it's a push-button close as well. You can open both side doors with the remote and the keyless entry. Leather interior, room for six, stow-and-go seating in the back, plus plenty of room for tailgating as well, and anything else you might be doing, and have still loads of leg room in there for everybody in all seven. But have accessory ports all over the place, so you will be totally locked in, and you will be totally electrified through the whole vehicle, and you won't have to worry about running your iPad, your tablet, or your phone battery down while you're traveling along. Best part about it right now, it lists as number six. Kia lists as number six in reliability. That's above Honda and above some of the real big names in automotive. Find out more about that on our Facebook page. You can find out more about the Kia Sedona by following me on Twitter at Kevin Hur. You can see the Periscope video we shot earlier today of the vehicle. Or just go down to Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, see Kai and the folks down there, and say, hey, I heard about this vehicle. There's over $6,000 off, and I don't have to do anything to qualify for this. Find out about it and get there quickly, because this vehicle is not going to last long. At Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Absolutely. And, of course, don't forget about Sunbury Motors, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And, of course, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. All right, let's get to our high school football previews. Bob Flounders, by the way, next half hour on Penn State football. Selins Grove at Milton coming up tomorrow night. Selins Grove is undefeated. I know that Kevin, you and Pat O'Brien had a chance to catch up about that game.
Thank you, Steve. Pat O'Brien joining us here. And, Pat, you have Selins Grove and Milton from Alumni Field in Milton. How's Selins Grove health-wise right now? As you get into week nine, that's always a big question mark for teams.
Well, I think it, and I'm going to knock on wood here while I'm talking to you, but I think everyone has those nicks that you deal with after nine games or eight games, plus a preseason and the offseason, that kind of stuff. But we've talked about that last week, that we got to feel pretty fortunate that everyone's pretty healthy, and you do have some guys who are dealing with season-long type injuries who are still playing. But for the most part, the health is good, and that becomes a big factor tonight too, Kevin, is how do you handle, or tomorrow night against Milton, how do you handle the game to ensure that everybody gets through the game healthy and get ready not only for Southern, but then for district playoffs. So the bottom line, everyone seems relatively healthy from what we can see, and that won't impact the game at all against the Milton Black Panthers.
What's your biggest key in this game, Pat?
I think just being Selins Grove getting out on top early, just being solid. You know, don't slop, be sloppy, be solid. No penalties, kind of a game. Establish the running game, which you know they continue to do very well with, and then just making sure Milton, who has a decent running game. I mean, Brandon Stokes over 1,000 yards. This will be the third straight running back that has over 1,000 yards against the Selins Grove defense. So I think the main key is just a good, clean game that Selins Grove can feel good about when it's over, no matter what the score and the outcome is, but just feel like they were very solid and kept it clean, stayed healthy, and like I said, just getting ready for Week 10 and hopefully being undefeated, taking on a potentially undefeated Southern team.
Thank you very much for joining us, Pat. Appreciate your time. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Kevin. Talk to you soon.
Pat, Kev, thanks so much. Let's now get into Shikellamy and Danville, and we'll get to Steve Williams in a few moments, get the Milton side of the story. The Chief Dave Ritchie joins us. Shikellamy is on a roll right now. They will play at Danville with both teams looking to lock up playoff spots. Shikellamy in AAA and Danville in AA. Dave, why the winning streak? What has changed in this team?
Well, I think attitude is something that has really helped. I mean, everybody's been talking about the great games that Sean Turber has had, but everybody, those other 10 players out in the field, know now that they, I think they believe in their system again, and they understand what has to be done. And I'll be honest with you, when it was 14-0 in favor of Loyal Sock on Friday night, I thought, wow, we're just going to put our tails between our legs and try to get through this game. And boy, did the kids make a liar out of me, or made me a believer in them, because they just did everything. They bend and they did not break. They got a lot of turnovers. I mean, you talk about three interceptions and a fumble recovery. Just awesome. But confidence, I think that's one thing that every one of those kids has out on the field right now. And it was kind of nice to see the other team upset after the game on Friday night, Steve. It showed that we really, really pulled a great upset, and kids deserve all the credit. What a fantastic game it was.
Kevin, you know a lot about both teams, so what makes Danville a tough matchup for Shikellamy?
Well, I think both teams are really defensively solid in the secondary. I mean, you have Sean Turber, who has 7 picks on the season. You have Matt Malloy at safety for the Ironmen, who now has the school record for the most interceptions in a career. They have 3 pick sixes this year. I think this is a very intriguing matchup because both teams, as I said, in the secondary play well. Both teams are trying to develop a really solid passing game offensively, and everybody's looking for a playoff spot right now. Shikellamy trying to solidify their spot. Danville right now at the 8th seed in AA. They're trying to lock in a playoff spot, whether it be District 4 or Eastern Conference. So there's a lot at stake in this non-league game. Well, non-divisional game, we'll put it that way.
And Dave, you get to this time of the year. Here it is. The transition from October to November is this weekend. Tell me about the tension and the enjoyable part of the tension, because you are now on both sides playing for something.
It's something that that I think you need to experience in order to appreciate. I've just been so pleased with the way that kids have responded, and I really think now that the tension might be somewhat relieved by the fact that they're on this 3-game winning streak, and they're looking at a possibility of being 6-4, and that's a great aim for them. So to be honest with you, Steve, I am probably, and maybe the parents and the coaches and the fans might the tension more than those kids do, because you know, they're 15, 16, 17 years old, and they seem to be enjoying it. And that's something that is so important in our high school sports programs now, that it's not just winning. It's about being able to enjoy what you're doing. And I can see that on the kids' faces. And it's something that I know from coaching, it makes practice go much better. And I know that they've had 3 solid days.
Yeah, and that makes the big difference right there. There's something special about embracing that tension, because you're playing for something. To me, that's fun. That's fun. All right. Dave, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Have a great broadcast tomorrow night with Kev.
Thank you, Steve. You have a good one, too. All right? Take care.
Thanks, Dave. And you'll hear that on News Radio 1070 WKOK. And, of course, we mentioned Sealands Grove at Milton. You'll hear the Sealands Grove broadcast with Pat O'Brien on Eagle 107 on WMLP, the Milton broadcast with Steve Williams. Steve, welcome back. Great to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Steve. Great to be back.
You have a tailback at Milton that has gained over 1,000 yards, who obviously goes into every single game with a target on his chest. What has allowed him to succeed along the way, considering he is the one guy everybody knows you have to stop?
He is probably the most determined athlete, one of the most determined athletes you ever want to see. He does not like to lose. Unfortunately, when they do, he's the last one off the field, usually sitting there with his head down. He feels like he maybe left somebody down, but the kid runs with determination, and you know, he lives his life with determination. That's just the way he is.
Well, great moments are born out of great opportunity. Is that the Milton attitude this week?
Well, yeah, you know, going into the game last week against Mifflinburg, they knew that they had a chance. The Mifflinburg game they felt was winnable. Early in the season, it looked like the Shikellamy game was going to be winnable. They knew if they could win those two and things played out the way that they looked like they would, they might be able to sneak into a number four seed. Mifflinburg really handed it to them last week. Mifflinburg played really well. They didn't look like a team that only had a win coming in. And, you know, that really kind of knocked the wind out of their sails. Now, mathematically, if they'd win the next two games, they could still make the playoffs realistically. You know, with Selinsgrove this week and Javon Batts, you know, he's 2 yards away from 1,000 yards. His first, you know, his first run from scrimmage will probably be 25 yards. So he's going to pick that up and more just, you know, tomorrow night. You know, and Selinsgrove has discovered a passing game with Logan Leiby, just a sophomore. So they're really becoming multifaceted, and, you know, they have to be the overwhelming favorites.
I know you're looking at this from the Milton point of view. That's the team you broadcast for. Conversely, how mm-hmm. interested are you to see how good Selinsgrove actually is in person?
Oh, you know what? Javon Batts, and I've been doing this high school football thing, watching high school football since the mid-60s, and he is by far the most exciting high school football running back I have ever seen. And that, you know, that includes guys like, you know, Gary Brown and some of the great guys that, that State College have had in the past. He is really tough to watch.
Well, that'll be tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Your airtime will be 6:30 on WMLP. Best of luck. Appreciate the time, Steve, very, very much. Have a great broadcast.
Thank you very much, Steve.
All right, so don't forget, Milton's broadcast on WMLP 1380 tomorrow will be at 6:30 with a 7 o'clock kick on Eagle 107 with Pat O'Brien. It's going to be a 7 o'clock kick with a 6 o'clock airtime. That's on Eagle 107. Shikellamy is at Danville with a 7 o'clock kick and a 6:30 airtime here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. And coming up on 100.9, the Valley tomorrow night at 7 with a 6:30 airtime will be Lewisburg hosting Warrior Run. Matt Cotrillo joins us. Matt, welcome. Great to have you with us. Does Lewisburg get any benefit from an extra day?
Oh, absolutely. You know, after facing a very physical team, a team that's much bigger than them in Southern Columbia, certainly helps them because they're going to be in another physical battle this week, Steve, as they face a Warrior Run team that is good on both the offensive and defensive line, and they have a solid running game. And as we all know, this Lewisburg team's run defense has been up and down this year, and that's going to be critical once again. But this team finds himself in unprecedented territory, Steve. They've lost two in a row, including the loss to Southern Columbia. Previously was Danville. They've dropped to 6 now in the AA standings, and they have a very slim lead on Hughesville, who's 7th, and then Danville, who we were just talking about, they play against Schick this week, are 8th. And Lewisburg can't afford to falter really any further at this point. So I think the extra time came at a good point, not only just to get prepared physically again and kind of recover from the game they had against Southern Columbia, but also mentally as well and getting ready for this game. Warrior Run is 0-4 on the road coming into this week, and I think if you get off to a good start in the first quarter and also a clean game, this Lewisburg team has had a lot of turnover issues the last few weeks, these last two games that they've lost in particular. So I think if you have a good clean game, you stop the run, get out to a lead in the first quarter, I think this Lewisburg team can finally see some success this week.
Matchup-wise, what will you look for as a couple of swing matchups in this game?
Well, at running back for Warrior Run, you have Tyler Brown, Tony Knoll, who have kind of been the focal point of the running game. You have Jorge Guillen, who moved from the offensive line this year. He's been getting some carries at fullback. Noah Showers has been there as well. Against this Lewisburg front seven, you know, Blake Benford is coming back this week, but only on the offensive end after being carted off the field with a stinger. So you lose him. Andrew Shedleski is officially done for the year. So he's a big loss on the both the offensive and defensive line. So again, those battle in the trenches, Steve, is going to be real key in this one. And also looking for Noah Inch as one of the skill receivers and also the defensive backs for Lewisburg to try and get back after having a quiet week last week.
Not just for the playoff run, but how important will it be for Lewisburg to get that good feeling back after losing a couple in a row?
Oh, it's so key, Steve, especially at this time of the year. This is the time of the year where you want to feel good about yourself because the competition now, once you get through this week, is only going to get tougher. And if you want to be the best team, you have to beat the best. And to feel good about yourself at this time of the year is always very important.
Matt, we'll have the broadcast coming up on 100.9 The Valley tomorrow night at 7 with a 6:30 airtime, a Warrior run at Lewisburg. Matt, thanks so much. Have a great broadcast tomorrow night.
Thanks so much, Steve. Always a pleasure.
All right, Matt Cotrillo joining us on the show. Bob Flounders, Patriot News, PennLive.com, coming up next half hour as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Welcome back. Great to have you with us on a Thursday. James Franklin coming up in about 2.5 hours on the show. He'll join us from Letterman Sports Grill here in State College on the Penn State Coaches Show featuring James Franklin. That'll be coming up. Show starts a little bit more than 2 hours from now. He'll be on about maybe 2 hours and 20 minutes from now, maybe 2:25. And we'll hear his thoughts on the Illinois game, which will be Saturday in Beaver Stadium at noon with a 10:30 airtime for the tailgate show that you'll hear on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Bucknell, meanwhile, plays at Lafayette on Saturday on Eagle 107. Six college games coming up tonight, including Pitt on ESPN. They will take on North Carolina at Heinz Field. That's at 7. The nightcap on ESPN is Oregon and Arizona State. That'll be at 10:30, right around there. 7:30 Fox Sports 1 tonight could be a good one. West Virginia at Amon Carter Stadium to take on TCU this evening. There are three other games tonight in college football, including Western Michigan and Eastern Michigan. That's on CBS Sports Net. Buffalo at Miami of Ohio. That's on ESPN3. And Texas State at Georgia Southern on ESPNU tonight. Something tells me that there will not be high ratings on ESPNU.
Just a thought. Based on what the last couple of Thursday night games have been, I wouldn't think so.
Mm-hmm. No. Let's see. The Marlins hiring Don Mattingly, and the Padres hired Danny Green today to be their respective managers. Hired Green away from the Arizona Diamondbacks. So, and then the Patriots and Dolphins play tonight. Kevin has no confidence in the game at all. None.
What?
You have no confidence in this game. You think all the Thursday night games are bad.
No, I said this game actually is better now than what I thought it would have been if it were 3 weeks earlier.
We'll find out the Dolphins are for real or not. How about that?
That I agree.
We will find out tonight. Are the Dolphins for real? And that game, by the way, is in Foxborough this evening. Kevin campaigned hard for the Steelers-Bengals game. He thought it had better cachet than the undefeated Packers and the undefeated Broncos.
No, again, I don't want that game to go to prime time because when it's in prime time, I have to stay up too late.
No. You asked if that team, the NBC, should have flexed that game out.
I said I thought they might have considered flexing it. Now, I had forgotten about both Green Bay and Denver being undefeated, so that makes all the sense in the world to run that one.
Okay, they brought up the subject in an NBC meeting room 10 days ago, and then they brought it up again on Wednesday. They laughed just as hard last week as they did this week.
Really? You can't prove that. You can't prove that.
Sure I can. Come on. Kevin Hurst says that we should flex out the Bengals game with the Steelers because it's just such a great showdown.
And everybody in the room said, Kevin, who?
Over the undefeated Broncos and the undefeated Packers. Yeah.
I think it's safe to say that after this week in the NFL, there will be one less undefeated team at least.
Well done.
Now that's deductive reasoning.
To your credit, that's amazing. Yeah.
Just a reminder, it's all Steve Jones Thursday, as you said earlier.
Absolutely. I'm just along for the ride, man. Just along for the ride. Yeah, actually, trick-or-treat is tonight here in State College.
Because of the game?
Yes.
I can see that.
Well, I mean, really, you have to, because there's so much traffic here tomorrow night, and there's so much traffic on Saturday. It's the only really safe thing you can do. So it makes just sense to do it.